You are listening to the In Her Flow podcast with Gina and Serena. We created this podcast to help you nurture and connect to your flow, whilst also reducing the stigma and shame surrounding periods.
Each week, we will share episodes that explore conversations with female health practitioners, industry expanders, and everyday women. We are so grateful that you're tuning in to today's episode.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we wanted to bring you a little how-to guide around period sex. So we will be giving you the lowdown about why you should be having sex on your bleed and answering some comments, questions around this, as well as a practical guide on how to get the most out of it. Just want to let you know before we start this episode that this information is purely from our own personal experience and some research that we've done on this topic. So the following episode may not be suitable for everyone, and that's more than okay.
Well, guys, so firstly, we actually put up a little poll on Instagram a while ago, sussing out what topics you were interested in. Mm-hmm. And yeah, period sex was actually the most responded to in terms of both yes and no's. Yeah, it was super interesting to note that most of you had actually engaged in period sex and felt comfortable chatting to your partner about it.
Yes.
Yeah, which is so good to read and see. And yeah, we also love that most of your partners were actually into it.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, so this is especially great because, as you know, a lot of people get really freaked out about blood, and, you know, it's understandable because it's related to injury or pain in most of the time. So yeah, period sex is therefore often demonized and shamed for being, you know, dirty and gross and messy and taboo. And especially because period and sex are both topics which are still taboo in our society. So I think putting those two together, it's just even more of a thing where there can be a lot of shame around it. And yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would gasp even at the thought of period sex or even us talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Sorry, yeah. Mum and Dad.
Sorry, Mum and Dad. Yeah, so we're really excited to bring this topic to you guys and have a fun conversation around it.
Yeah, totally. Just make it light and, yeah, fun. I think as well, although it can get messy, it can also be a really beautiful and connecting experience.
Absolutely.
I know you and I have both experienced that, which has, yeah, been really, really cool and bring couples together in a new, beautiful way. Mm. But it's also, like, it's totally okay to choose not to have period sex if you don't feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And this isn't like a you need to be having it, but yeah, for people that don't want to, I mean, they're probably not listening to this episode right now, but
absolutely.
Yeah, we're not forcing our opinions or ideas on anyone. It's just, yeah, we thought we'd have some fun for those who want to explore or try something new and engage in it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, first off, we have the most common questions that people ask around period sex, and I think one that I hear gets asked all the time is, can you get pregnant on your period?
Yeah, very important question.
Very important question. And the answer is sort of, well, yes. So depending on the length of your cycle, your follicular phase, which is that first sort of phase after menstruation, it might be shorter, bringing you closer to ovulation in a quicker time period. So for some women who have, say, like a 28-day cycle, their ovulation is going to be around day 14. But if your follicular phase is shorter, your ovulation could be a lot earlier. So sperm can actually stay alive for up to 5 days. So unless you are regularly tracking your cycle and you know around the time that you're going to ovulate, definitely stick to an alternative method of birth control, such as condoms, or if you're really confident in the pull-out method, make sure you're doing that. Because if you do have that shorter cycle, you can get pregnant.
Yeah, better safe than sorry, right?
Totally.
And same goes for this next question. Another question we want to answer is, can you catch an STI whilst on your period?
Very important too.
Very, very important. And the answer to that is also yes, in short. So you can still get an STI or an STD on your period. So if you haven't checked in on each other's STI status, always wear protection, so always wear condoms or a barrier method. In fact, the chance of getting an STI during menstruation is actually higher. It's when you're menstruating, your vagina lacks the typically protective acidic pH that helps prevent bacteria and viruses. And this means viruses such as HIV and HPV can actually live in the menstrual blood and therefore are more easy to contract. So yeah, definitely condoms play a huge role in this if you aren't sure about either of these two questions.
Yeah, definitely.
But while it's important to be safe, we also have a lot of reasons of why you should be having sex on your bleed. So the first one, which is something that I definitely agree with, is that it can help to ease menstrual cramps. So I've definitely experienced this, and 73% of those who did participate in her poll agreed with this as well. So the reason for this is that when you have an orgasm, it actually releases oxytocin and dopamine, which are natural pain relievers.
Which is super cool.
Which is really, really amazing. Yeah, right?
You don't need an ibuprofen.
Nothing. No, absolutely not. And yeah, this is incredible because your body may contract and loosen during an orgasm, aiding in pain as well. So this is can be pain, menstrual pain, but as well as any, you know, cloudiness or fogginess that you have. Like I find when I have an orgasm, I definitely have a more clear head. And usually it gets rid of my headache, which can also be a side effect of PMS. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool. I mean, I can relate as well. I think it's almost like you almost like before an orgasm, it's like everything tightens and like contracts and then it loosens, which can also help the blood flow to circulate through your womb space, which is incredible and helps to reduce the pain as well.
Absolutely. This may actually produce a little bit more blood down there, though, when you get up, so be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Don't just run to the bathroom.
Get up slowly.
Yeah. And it's also amazing. Your menstrual flow is like an added lubricant. And Ooh. Who doesn't want that? Obviously, because you are bleeding, it can make things a little bit more slippery. So, yeah, that's great. But your hormones, I mean, biochemically, your hormones are naturally at their lowest. So it can take a little more warming up for women to sort of get in the mood, because they're definitely not as like turned on and ready when they're like ovulating, which is when your estrogen, your testosterone are the highest and you are, yeah, it's like you're ready to go all the time.
Anything will turn you on.
Anything will turn you on. So yeah, when you're menstruating, I think it's really beautiful to, before sort of diving deep into intercourse immediately, is just to spend a little bit more time on like foreplay and kissing and touching and wherever your partner's like erogenous zones are, just spend a little bit more time there. And I mean, I've personally experienced this as well, is like you're a lot more sensitive and receptive to touch. So it can actually, like you can literally experience so much more pleasure, which is really cool. And like Gina mentioned before, an orgasm can increase your mood. It releases dopamine and endorphins, which are your happy hormones. And on that note as well, it's really beautiful with a partner, because it can, especially if it's a long-term partner, I think it can really enhance your connection and provide this whole sort of new form of intimacy where you can be totally comfortable in your body. Absolutely. And your partner can be totally comfortable with you. And especially as it is like an inward time, I think you're really vulnerable. And so yeah, for your partner to like be there and like be in that state with you, it's like magical.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, it just brings you so much closer together to see yourself, to be seen in such a vulnerable and raw state.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, again, as like anything that can shed like shame or, you know, the sense of like hiding from your partner, anything that can overcome that is just going to draw you closer together. And
yeah,
it's just so beautiful to have that acceptance of yourself and
yeah,
of your partner as well.
Definitely. And some women can actually be feeling more turned on during this part of the cycle.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like I said before, a lot of women are sort of at their highest turn on around ovulation, And yeah, biochemically, your hormones are at the lowest here. So I guess in theory, you should have a lower libido. But yeah, some women, and I know like Gina and I, definitely have almost like this increased sexual charge, which yeah, you just, it's, yeah, for me, it's almost like the same. I almost feel the same around ovulation, where I'm just like, oh, I really want to embrace this feeling.
Yeah. I do feel like it's quite different though. I feel like when I'm bleeding, it's like this, the sexual energy is more like inward and it's more slow and you just crave connection and you're so in tune with your body in this time. So that's why you feel like, I think personally, you feel this heightened sense of sensation on your body, of touch.
It's like a deeper, experience.
More like transformative and a bit more central, I think.
Totally.
And when you're like, I think when you're, when you're ovulating, you're a bit more just like, yeah, whatever goes, let's try anything, try something new.
Yeah.
Try That's something, so true. Something a bit, you know, maybe like faster, a different position or something like that. It's like very different energies and very different ways of being turned on. Personally,
it's almost like it's a lot more like sensual and gentle and slow, rather than maybe in ovulation you're a little bit more like you want to experiment a little bit more, try something a little bit crazy.
Also, you've kind of restricted, you don't want blood going everywhere, like
this is true,
especially if you know, if it gets on the carpet it's a bit of a hassle to get out, so you've got to be a little bit more, you know,
mindful about it.
Mindful, that's the right word.
Yeah
Absolutely. So Serena, have you ever been with a guy who has said no to period sex or being grossed out?
I don't think so. Like if I've engaged in having sex with someone and I've been on my period, I think it's always been with someone that I've been like dating or been with for a longer period of time, because don't know, for me personally, if I haven't engaged in it yet, but I don't know if I feel comfortable like with a one night stand having sex on like my full blown period, just because it is that like vulnerable time for me. I don't know, I've never really been with a guy who's been like absolutely not, like that's disgusting. Hopefully I would choose guys a little bit wiser than a guy that's gonna be like disgusted by my menstruation, because I don't know, for me that's like not cool.
Not at all. No.
What about you?
I have had period sex as an one night stand, but it was more towards the end of my cycle, so it was just like a little bit, and we did have it in the shower, so I didn't really think it was a big deal, to be honest. Like I kind of, you know, obviously I mentioned I was in the period, I didn't just go you know, fall into it
without him knowing. But
I think I have to say it's not something I've usually brought up with a lot of people, so it's not, there hasn't been so many occasions where I've been, I don't know, I guess had the opportunity to be rejected. But yeah, one thing that's quite funny is that my partner and I started having sex on my period, and like I thought it was completely normal, and he was like, we was really for it, like you said, he like enjoys it. And then one time I had a little bit more, you know, more towards the start, so it was a lot more fuller, a lot more blood flow, and I got up and there was a little bit of blood that fell down, and he freaked out.
Really?
He literally went blank. He went blank. He was like looking away, like didn't know what to do with himself. And I was like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
It's like, we've done this so many times. And he's like, I'm scared of my own blood.
Oh my God.
It's like, I hate seeing blood. I always faint when I get like
tested. Oh, the poor guy.
Yeah. And I was like, is that not something that you thought you would want to share with me before we did this?
Yeah.
I thought he was so comfortable around blood and like had done this so many times. So I just thought I was getting a little bit less, you know, cautious, I guess.
Totally.
And and then there we had that surprise.
Oh my God. I'm just amazing.
Almost passing out, like just hilarious.
That actually reminds me of a story. It wasn't so much I think it was actually like the very last day of my period, which was like hardly anything there.
It's almost like not even period sex, right?
Yeah. And it was a guy I'd hung out with. I think we'd hung out once. We actually hadn't had sex yet. And I went to his house.
First time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, deep end. I was like, it's at the very end. Like, it'll be fine.
Mm.
But we were actually kissing and we were like solidly making out. I have a double nose ring, so I have two nose rings. So like there's a bit of stuff that can, I guess, like catch and like potentially, I mean, it's never happened before, but definitely potentially make it bleed. And we were kissing and all of a sudden it was like, it was really wet. And I was like, oh my God, like, is this guy's nose running? Like, what's going on? And his room was dark as well. And then I like sat up and I just looked at his face and I was like, oh my God. And I was mortified. It happened. And like, he must have knocked my nose ring or something, and there was just like blood all over this poor guy's face.
It's streaming down.
Yeah, and he handled it so well. Like, bless the guy. We just like jumped in the shower and it was fine.
It came out the other end though.
Yeah, I know. I was like not expecting that at all. Oh, but
so funny.
Yeah, I guess as well. We should say we'll have a little chat that if you, I mean, we touched on this before. But when not to have period sex is if you're uncomfortable about doing it, you're doing it for the pleasure of someone else or to appeal to your partner, or you feel like you're being pressured by someone else to do it and it doesn't sit well with you, like, definitely don't do it. I'm all for setting those boundaries because you're not going to feel good within yourself if you're just doing it to please someone else.
You're not going
to
have a good time.
No, not at all. And that's what sex is about, to have a good time. Also, if you have like a disorder, such as like endometriosis or pelvic inflammatory disease or something like that, that causes you to have pain during intercourse, it's also really important that this might not be for you. So yeah, just keep an open mind about that. I mean, try it, see how you go. If you don't enjoy it, that's more than fine. But yeah, here's our little practical guide, I guess, that we've prepared for you guys.
Yeah, let's get into it. All right, off to the fun stuff. So, yeah, I think the most important thing is to have an open conversation with your partner.
Totally.
Or whoever you want to explore this with. So, yeah, communication is really key here because you just might want to be touched differently during this time. So it's really important to communicate how you'd like to be touched.
Yeah.
Perhaps you like to go a little bit slower and sensual during this time and just need a little bit more aftercare as well. So by aftercare, I mean, you know, lying in bed and cuddling a little bit after.
Yeah.
Not jumping up and, you know, unless you're like, there's a lot of blood, but not jumping up and rushing out. Just like making, you know, I think women are quite vulnerable during this time. And then when after sex, that's another time when you're a bit more vulnerable. And I think you just need that extra little bit of love after sex.
A little bit of nurturing.
Yeah.
We all love that.
Definitely. And who doesn't love a cuddle?
I think it's also really important to create a comfortable environment. So, I mean, somewhere where you can easily clean up if need be, such as a shower or like putting a towel down on the bed. As I was doing a little bit of research into period sex and I guess like other tips and stuff that people had out there, there's literally a company that makes sex blankets,
which is
really cool, which are like designed to absorb the liquid. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Thinks. It's an American company. They create period underwear and yeah, they've created this blanket. I mean, it was like $200. I don't know if that was as US dollars or Australian dollars.
Probably US.
Yeah, so it would be super exy, but
an investment, guys, for those who really love period sex.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, creating that environment where you're going to feel like at ease and not fretting that you're on like a white couch or something.
Oh no.
Or on your fresh like $250 sheets. So yeah, creating that environment where you're going to feel good and fine if there's a little bit of blood somewhere.
Yeah. Also, I think being conscious of the position you choose to go in. Yeah. Like, I think, you know, doing like doggy doggy style or something like that during this time is just going to flood out.
Yeah, maybe. Prefer missionary, to be honest.
I think missionary is the best.
Yeah, and you can be nice and close and, yeah, looking at each other if it's your partner. I don't know, whatever makes you comfortable.
Yeah. You don't want it splashing everywhere.
Yeah, no.
No. Big no to that. Not into it. But totally fine if you are. So I think, yeah, another thing is to remove all menstrual products. So sanitary products like tampons or the menstrual cup. Really important not to have that in there.
Definitely. Don't forget about it either, guys.
Just don't forget about it. It's not going to feel good. Although I have heard of someone who did say it feels kind of good.
Interesting.
To have that extra little bit of support. But I think for the most part, that's just going to hit you in the wrong areas. Yeah, I think it's just a big no, and you don't want to get it up too high as well, so you don't can't get it out.
Yeah,
especially with menstrual cups, I feel like they can
just make sure they're out, guys.
Just make sure they're out. Yeah, that's it. Also, again, use protection if you're unsure if you're cycle length to avoid pregnancy, or if your STI status isn't clear. So just to chuck that one back in here as a little reminder for you all. Last of all, enjoy the process. You know, tune into different body sensations and assess if you feel more physically or emotionally sensitive during intercourse. And stay connected to your partner.
Yeah, it's such a... Yeah, when done with, intention, it can be the most beautiful connecting experience.
Absolutely.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. And this is great if your partner hates blood. What do you do? You're Gina's
tell
partner.
Us.
We'd recommend shower sex. It washes away and you don't necessarily have to see it a lot. You can even have a shower in the dark if you're totally not comfortable with it.
In the bath too.
Yeah.
It's actually really beautiful.
Yeah, we even made a post on Instagram that if you are immersed in water, the gravity of the water actually reduces the intensity of your menstrual flow coming out. So that can be another great way, because you might not have as much blood.
Which is
good. And you can totally just do it in the dark on your bed, although you'll eventually have to turn the light on and not necessarily be sure where it's gone or how it's been. That's an option for you. And also, to use a dark colored towel if you're having sex on a towel. You don't need to choose a white towel or a really light colored towel if you're a bit squeamish about blood.
I think an old towel is the best option here.
Totally,
I also want to mention that if you're just not really feeling quite sure about period sex, like penetrative sex, exploring with anal sex or with clitoral stimulation, things like that. A lot of people choose to do that if they are feeling a bit horny during this time, and just taking that as a time to kind of try something new.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Can also be really, yeah, it can have the same benefits.
Of, yeah.
You know, same thing as having an orgasm.
Yeah, and again, just, you know, that having that conversation with your partner is so important. I think across all levels of having sex, and especially with period sex,
Being open
about your boundaries is really, really, really important, definitely. And again, just to reinforce it, if this episode wasn't necessarily for you and you were I've listened to it, I don't really think I want to engage in it, you don't have to partake in period sex. It's totally fine. You're not a freak. You're not going to be, wanted less. It's totally fine to not want to do it.
Take a break.
Yeah, we really hope that this can be an informative and a practical guide if you're wanting to change things up and experiment and, like we said before, potentially ease those PMS symptoms and, bring your relationship with your partner to another level.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, we hope you guys, you loved it.
Yeah, hope you loved it and feel maybe a bit excited about trying this or a little bit more open to talking about this with your partner or with your friends and seeing if it might be something for you down the track.
Yeah, happy experimenting, guys.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Thank you for joining us in this week's episode on the In Her Flow podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, and leave a review if you loved this podcast episode.
Even better, share it with a friend or family member who could benefit from this information. Our mission is to normalize period talk and help women to tune in with their cyclical bodies.
See you next week.